Broadcasting presents Madagascar, voiced by Tacey on behalf of MCS Agency. An animated boy fishing off a crescent moon is knocked out by a penguin who creeps up.
Well done, boys. Looks like ice-cold sushi for breakfast.
Four penguins sit on the moon. They catch a giant fish. Plummeting through the clouds, the African plains are revealed. Elephants graze under the trees, giraffes wander through grassland, and herds of wild animals roam. A lion plays with his cub.
No, no, son, over here.
See the lion? Look at the lion, and you got the lion.
Ah. Now, son, if you're going to grow up and be like your daddy someday, you got to learn how to fight.
Dada.
Alligator, let me show you something, okay? You see this mark? You and me are the same. And when you're bigger, you're going to be alpha lion just like your daddy. Now, let me see you fight. Ready? No, Alligator, no dancing.
You just amuse yourself, don't you? Ooh, you're a strange kid. You're a strange one. Now, come on, let's try it again. Oh, Alligator. Stop that. Stop that right now. Doggone it.
It's so disappointing when they don't grow up the way you want them to.
Well, come on. You're not challenging me again, are you?
Look on the bright side, Zuba. After I defeat you and take over as Alpha Lion, you'll have so much more time to spend with your pathetic excuse of a son.
Before I kick your butt, let me ask you, why do you even want to become the Alpha Lion?
I'm better looking, I have better hair, I'm deceivingly smart, and I want everyone else to do what I say. We'll fight on three. One.
Pay attention, Alligator. Daddy's gonna show you how it's done. Two, three!
As Zuba fights, Alligator follows a blue butterfly. Alligator lies on his back, the butterfly lands on his face, he swallows then spits it out. A knotted rope attracts his attention, he chases it into the long grass.
Who's the Alpha Lion?
You are.
Don't you forget it. And that, Alligator, is how you attack. Alligator?
Alligator has reached the edge of the animal reserve.
That's it. Here, kitty, kitty.
Ah, this one's a beauty. He'll be worth a few bucks.
Yeah, it just gets easier and easier.
Alligator! 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 No, no, no! Ah, Alligator!
Zuba leaves the reserve and rushes after Alligator. Zuba leaps onto the speeding truck.
Daddy! Alligator!
Daddy got you! Hold on!
The poacher has a gun pointed at Zuba. Zuba is thrown off the speeding truck. Recklessly turning a corner causes the crate to be knocked off the truck into a river. Zuba regains consciousness and bounds after the truck, unaware that Alligator is floating away. Alligator cowers in his crate as it slowly washes out to sea. As the film's title is shown, a battered crate drifts into New York City. A seagull nests on its roof. On dry land, the crate is wrenched open. A newspaper headline reads, "Lion cub fished from sea." A picture shows Alligator holding a fish.
Feeling out of place, really feeling strange. Take me to a place where they know my name. Cause I ain't met nobody that looks the same. I'm a fish out of water, lying out of the jungle.
He a fish out of water, lying out of the jungle.
I'm a fish out of water, lying out of the jungle.
He a fish out of water, lying out of the
jungle. Alligator is placed into a concrete enclosure. He dances and pirouettes for an appreciative human crowd. A zebra, hippo, and giraffe watch.
Could have someone, too late to,
feel the body home, feel the body home.
I don't like the looks of this guy.
Well, I think he's kind of cute.
I think he's kind of a show-off.
You think he's cute?
Leaping into the air as a cub, Alakay lands as an adult lion.
I don't think he's kind of a show-off.
You gotta give it to him. The guy's an animal.
Maybe he should take a break. You know, we could all use a vacation.
Come on, where on earth would we go on vacation?
I don't know about you, but I want to go to Connecticut.
On the loose, several animals, including the world-famous Alex the Lion, the King of New York, escaped from the Central Park Zoo tonight. The escapees were finally cornered in Grand Central Station.
He was a very bad kitty.
Animal rights activists, who convinced zoo officials to have the escaped animals sent to Africa, were stunned to learn that the shipping freighter carrying the animals was reported missing today.
Tonight, hundreds of New Yorkers have gathered at the Central Park Zoo to mourn the loss of their beloved zoo animals. The question on everyone's mind, where are they now?
A pulled lever causes a wheel to turn. A lion's foot taps on a bamboo platform. It's joined by a zebra hoof. A giraffe swings hula hoop rings of flowers around its neck. A hippo's tail swings, joined by a lion's and a zebra's. A pulley system sends the bamboo platform high into the sky, up a massive tree. At the top, a silver plane is held in place by creepers. A multitude of animals leap up and down in anticipation. The lift doors open to reveal Alex, Gloria, Marty, and Melman. It's their farewell party.
He likes to move it, move it.
She likes to move it, move it.
We like to
move it.
I like to move it, move it.
We like to
move it,
move it.
I like to
never get stale.
We like to
move it.
We're gonna miss you, little Fuzz Buckets. You guys have been a great crowd.
Glad we can introduce you to the toilet.
If you ever come to look us up in Manhattan, feel free to call first. Seriously though, call, okay?
All right, settle down, everybody. Be quiet. You can't leave without this.
Hey, it's a prize, Briggs. Whoa. Check it. Check it. Oh, look, I'm a lady. I'm a lady, everyone. I'm a lady. Not really. It's me, King Julian. Which of you is attracted to me? Hands up. Yes. Hey, Briggs. You would be very glad to hear that I am coming with you. Oh, no, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
It's my plane. Until I return with the spoils from the new country, Stevie will be in charge.
The other animals are stunned into silence.
I don't think they like that idea so much, Julian.
What is that you're saying, Stevie?
Oh.
No.
What?
No, you didn't say that. How is that even possible? Naughty little thing.
Stevie says...
Julian, wait for me! I'm all packed. And I've got a whole itinerary planned.
Oh, no. Mark, he's so annoying. Don't let him on. Stop that thing. He's carrying scissors and hand cream. Let's everybody in quickly. Get in. Get in. Get in quick. Get in quick.
Dots. Check. Flaps.
Check.
Engine.
Check.
Coffee maker.
Check.
Oopsie-daisy.
That's got to be the second biggest slingshot I've ever seen. But it's gonna have to do.
Attention, this is your captain speaking.
In the event of a water emergency, place the vest over your head, then kiss your goodbye.
New York City, here we come, baby!
Pray to your personal god this hunk of junk flies.
Personal god hunk.
What?
We are go, sir.
Open the door and outside!
In case of a loss in cabin pressure, place the mask over your face to hide your terrified expression from the other passengers.
Excuse me, miss, but aren't these supposed to be attached to my seat?
No, sir.
Okay, boys, launch!
Hey! Launch!
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 The plane is catapulted off the runway. It falls momentarily, watched by the remaining animals.
Ah!
The plane lifts above a leaf sign reading, "Thank you, freaks." It journeys into the setting sun. The plane flies into the clouds. A black streak of smoke trails from the engine. Lightning wakes Alex.
Gremlin!
Mort chews at the engine.
Hey, Mort.
Mort's blown away.
That was weird.
Hey, somebody's dreaming, huh?
I think I just saw Mort on the wing of the plane.
You got Madagascar on the brain. Shoot.
Yeah,
no,
that was
I'm
quite
busy.
It was incredible, wasn't
quite
it?
A vacation.
Yeah, I think it'll seem much more fun the further away we get from
like
it.
Like when you bit me on the butt?
I'm gonna take that thing you're holding on to, and I'm gonna use it on stage. It's all part of my little actor's salad bar of emotional tidbits.
Now, are the butts next to the croutons at the salad bar?
You don't need to be sarcastic,
hey,
Marty.
Hey, guys, you know, I was thinking, when we get back, I might just sign up for the breeding program.
Breeding program?
I think we all reach a point in our lives when we want to meet somebody, you know, settle down, have a relationship.
Yeah. I see that.
You know, what? It's premature.
Like, dating?
Yeah, dating.
Other guys?
What do you mean, other guys?
Moment bats his eyelashes.
Darn it. What is holding up that beverage service? I'm gonna go check.
Oh, yeah, y'all keep talking. I'm gonna catch a few winks.
Did you see that? That's so funny. Oh, I like laughing. It's such a nice experience to laugh.
Melman appears.
Whoa. Sorry, do you mind going back? This is first class. It's nothing personal. It's just that we're better than you. Hey, Maurice, I'm open! Hit me! Hit me!
Is that Vivaldi?
Hey, in-flight slave!
Can I help you, Mr. Mankiewicz?
Bring me my nuts on a silver platter.
We just wanted to check on the drinks we ordered.
So sorry, been a little backed up.
Oh! I guess I'll go back to...
Hey, what happened to your buddy? You're freaking section. Me out! Can you please go over there, please? Thank you very much. Whatever happened to the separation of the classes?
Yeah, I'm sure this whole democracy thing is just a fad.
We'll go out for pineapple, my little bubbly-headed boobly-boo.
Skipper, look. Analysis. It looks like a small incandescent bulb designed to indicate something out of the ordinary, like a malfunction.
I find it pretty and somewhat hypnotic.
That too, sir. Right. Rico, manual.
Problemo solved.
Sir, we may be out of fuel.
What makes you think that?
We've lost engine one. And engine two is no longer on fire.
Buckle up, boys. Don't look, doll. This might get hairy.
Attention! This is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. The bad news is we're crash landing. When it comes to air travel, we know you have no choice whatsoever. But thanks again for choosing Air Penguin.
Melman's head hangs out of the window as the plane plummets.
Raise your arms, Murray. It's more fun when you raise your arms like this.
I can fly.
This could be it, Marty. I just want you to know you are truly a one in a million friend.
Thanks, buddy. You're the best ever.
I know you won't mind when I tell you.
Come on, tell me anything. Tell me what.
I broke your iPod.
What?
The buttons were so small. It made me mad.
The horror.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to kill you.
It was an accident. Sorry.
I love you, Gloria. I always have.
Alex and Marty gaze at Melman.
You look like you love the beach or a good book or the beach.
As the plane descends, its nose on fire, the animals hold on to their seats. Gloria is still asleep. The captain puts his arm around a wooden doll attached to the dashboard.
My goodness, doll, you're shaking like a leaf. Rico, you've had your fun. Pull up. Gear down. Gently now, you just want to kiss the ground. Just a little peck, a smooch, like you're kissing your sister. I said kiss it.
The plane speeds along the ground.
Now just a little break. Just a touch. A little whisper.
I believe that's checkmate.
The plane lifts over the edge of a cliff.
Commence emergency landing procedure. Flaps up. Deploy.
twin parachutes open and slow the plane's descent. As it touches down, oxygen masks drop in front of the passengers, and Gloria wakes up.
Oh, we're here. What in the world? What happened to the plane? What did y'all do to the plane? I'm alive. I'm okay. I can't even sleep for a minute. And you know what? This is not JFK. Kowalski, casualty report.
Only two passengers unaccounted for. Skipper.
That's a number I can live with. Good landing, boys. Who says a penguin can't fly?
You see, I can't even...
Happy slappers. Is there some reason to celebrate? Look at the plane.
We'll fix it.
Fix it? How are you going to fix this?
Grit, spin, and a whole lot of duct tape. We should be up and running in, say, 6 to 9 months.
69 months?
No, 6 to 9 months.
Kowalski.
I say we use this setback to our advantage.
Where do you pull that number out of, huh?
I want you to reconfigure the design.
That's a great...
So start reconfiguring.
How do you estimate that?
You, pretty boy. Why don't you and your friends dig a latrine? Maybe find water.
Oh, hold on a second. Who made you king of the plane wreck?
Excuse me. Fine. You can be in charge. You fix the plane.
Who gives you the authority to put me in charge?
Okay, then. I'll remain in charge.
Yeah, that's right. You will remain in charge.
And you and your little hippie friends can stay out of our hair.
Correctamundo. Because I decided to.
Good for you.
Yeah, well, guess what? This discussion isn't over.
Hire mammals. You stay with us. We could use your front cortexes and opposable thumbs.
Phil, I should wash your hands out with soap.
How in the... Hello? Are they gonna fix this plane?
You know, grit and spit and spit. A lot of spit and grit and... stick-to-itiveness.
That don't sound too promising.
You're right. We're stuck here.
Hey, guys, as long as we're together, we'll be okay.
Yeah. But love ain't gonna get us home, guys.
Behold the lion!
Hey, it's people!
Okay, there's much to see. Moving on!
Wait, people!
The gang race after a safari jeep full of people. The humans continue taking pictures.
Hey, wait! If you stop, I'll autograph those!
I know you. You. It's that bad kitty.
Alex pulls the old lady out of the jeep.
How do you like some of that?
They trade blows. Alex spits out a tooth. The old lady spits out her false teeth and attacks ninja style.
I'm in Tokyo!
She tweaks his nipple to prevent him dropping a rock on her.
Right in the batteries!
You think an old lady can't take care of herself? Next time I won't go so easy on you. Thank you, dear.
Moving on.
Are you out of your mind? We need their help. And you're harassing little old ladies?
Out of my mind?
Ha! Who's out of my mind now?
See if you can get an operator.
No problem. Out of my mind. We're going home.
Alex dials on a mobile phone.
Message E4. The service user has roamed outside of the coverage area. Please try again later.
Oh my... Whoa!
Am I tripping?
All those zebras. Like me! Wait a minute, where are we?
San Diego. This time I'm 40% sure.
I know this place. I think it's Africa.
Africa?
It's gotta be. Our ancestral crib. It's in our blood. I can feel it.
No, it's more than that. It's like deja vu. Like I've been here before.
It's like roots.
No, it's like deja vu. Like I've been here before.
How?
Alex addresses the animals.
How? Me, Alex. Me and me friends.
Fly. Fly!
In great metal bird!
Then
plummet!
Smash ground!
Go boom!
Then, here, we emerge. We offer only happiness and good greetings.
Is he dancing about a plane crash?
Yeah. I thought. Sorry.
You mean you came from off the reserve?
Yeah, way off. From the Central Park Zoo, actually.
A lion appears.
Don't strain yourself.
What's going on here? What's all this hubbub?
They say they're from off the reserve.
That's impossible. Only people come from off the reserve.
Look familiar. Do I know you from...
How could you possibly survive the hunters?
Hunters? We didn't see any hunters.
What are you looking at?
Me? Nothing.
This watering hole doesn't need more mouths to feed. So just skedaddle back to wherever you came from.
Okay, well, is there maybe, like, a manager we could talk to?
I see. You're here to challenge me.
What? No.
Well, that's what it's starting to look like to me.
Zuba, wait.
Oh, go on, woman. Don't you see what I'm trying to take care of in this area?
Zuba, hold on. Alakay? Is that...
No, it's Alex. Ix. Like New York Knicks.
Zuba, look.
Oh, I've always had that. The vet checked it out. It's really, it's kind of a beauty spot, really.
A mark.
All right, this is a little... weird.
Honey, she's come home.
What?
You come home.
They compare paw markings.
Whoa.
Son.
Dad. Mom and Dad? Mom and Dad. Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
It's my mom and dad. I've got a mom and dad. My baby is alive. Dad.
My son. My son is home.
Zuba lifts Alex into the air.
Woo! Alakay, yeah!
The prodigal son returns. This is perfect.
I thought you hated Zuba.
No, I do. I do. I hate him. Oh, I do. And I'm going to use Alakay. Yes, I'm going to use him to get rid of Zuba once and for all.
Giddy up, feathered horse.
Quick, wait. Move it out the way. Stand aside.
Yeah. It's a bit of a dump. Are you sure we're not in New Jersey? Hello, New Yorkers. Your new king is here. This called for a celebration. Maurice, I think they like me.
You got to love a non-hostile takeover.
The animals dance and introduce themselves.
Excuse me. I'm Marty. I'm kind of new around here.
Hey, Marty.
Hey. You're a good-looking group. You like to run?
Oh, yeah. Running is crack-a-lackin'.
That's right. Crack-a-lackin'. You guys are speaking my crack-a-lackin' language.
What? You don't have doctors here? Well, not anymore. Well, what if you catch a cold?
We go over to the dying holes and we die.
Okay, you guys really need a doctor.
Hey, we have an opening.
Would you be interested?
Me? A doctor?
It's raining men. Hallelujah. Y'all got it going on. Now, how come you don't have a man in your life? You got worms? Oh, I been got rid of those. Listen, girls. Manhattan is short on two things, parking and hippos.
Hey, everybody! I just found out that my son is the doggone king. The king of New York! Show me some of your moves, son. Come on. Don't be bashful.
All right. Oh, this one always knocks him dead.
Look out. The king is mad. The king is mad. Now... let's all welcome him back into the pride with open arms!
Marty gallops with the other zebras.
Welcome to the herd, Marty.
Me?
In the herd? I've always wanted to be part of a herd. It's one for all.
And all for all, y'all!
Woohoo!
All right!
How do I look?
Technically, a traditional witch doctor has a bone through his nose.
Huh? Don't worry. It's just a clip-on.
Voila! He's a witch doctor!
Ah, my mother will be so happy.
Gloria basks with the other hippos.
Look out! I think Motomoto likes you.
Here he comes.
I like him big.
Or is that your butt?
Girl, you as quick as you are after.
So, you're Moto Moto.
The name's so nice, you say it twice.
I kinda like it, Fatso.
I'll see you around, girl. It won't be hard because you so plump and chunky.
Alex is being carried by the pride.
Oops. I hate to be a party pooper, Zuba. Some of the other lions were wondering when you were going to banish your son.
What are you talking about, Makunga?
It's nothing, really. They're griping about how Alakane never went through the rite of passage, blah, blah, blah. So, technically speaking, he can't be a member of the Pride. It's nonsense.
I had forgotten about the rite of passage.
What is it? What's this, rite of passage?
It's a traditional coming-of-age ceremony where young lions earn their manes by demonstrating their skills.
Sort of a show skill, talent show type of deal?
Yeah. Strutting their stuff.
Great, a performance. I think that's up my alley, guys. If it's tradition, I want to do it. Strut my stuff. Earn my mane. I want to be Alakai.
Alakai.
Alakai, even better.
We will hold the rite of passage first thing in the morning.
That's wonderful. Good luck, Alakai.
Where I come from, we say break a leg.
Oh, that's my boy.
As the sun sets, the friends are joined by Julian.
Cause I'm a private dancer. A dancer for money. Da 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 da.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's amazing! Guys, this is where we belong.
Operation Tourist Trap is a go.
Oh, I like that one. That's a good one.
It works on many levels, sir.
You guys are a bunch of suckers.
That too, sir.
Absolutely.
Hey,
stations. Stage one, go.
A penguin waddles into the tourist jeep's path. He creates an accident with fake blood and a cracked egg. The driver rushes over to him.
Oh, no! What have I done?
Come on. Take the bait.
What happened?
What's going on?
Look at the poor little guy.
Oh.
Is it dead?
Oh. Stage two. Go, go, go!
Using acrobatics to catapult themselves into the vehicle, the other penguins hijack the jeep.
I will give him the kiss of life.
Oh. Rico!
He blows up like a balloon.
Rico!
He flies into the truck.
Reverse! Yeah! Music!
Stop! Stop! Stop!
The stolen jeep speeds away.
Stop! Come back!
Oh. What is all this rock and roll racket?
The old lady is thrown out of the jeep.
Oh. Oh. Is she dead?
No.
They reverse towards her.
Oi!
Heavens, are you okay?
Lady, I found your pocketbook.
Oh, my handbag. Such a good boy. Nana can't survive without it.
Wow, you are one tough cookie.
Brownies, Troop 416, Yonkers.
Okay, nobody panic. The best thing we can do is stay together. We wait for another tour jeep. It may take hours and it's getting dark, but...
Where are you going?
I'm not gonna stay out in the open and get attacked by more animals. I'm too old to die.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm going with her.
Old lady, wait up!
Please, we need to stay together. Fine, we'll go that way.
Does anyone want a hard candy? Ooh.
Easy now.
Watch your step. And this, right here. Okay, are you ready? This is where you always slept.
Oh, man. Wow. Was this mine?
Look at you. Look at him, honey.
Oh, my. Oh, this thing.
Look.
Look. I remember this.
You remember?
Oh. Oh. A little harder than I...
You never step on the right end.
Fun.
You always step on the bottom end.
Is that me?
Mm-hmm. You had the cutest little paws.
A little bit of old paws.
You did that the day we lost you.
Yeah.
Wow. I was so young. What happened to me?
It was all my fault. I turned my back for a minute and...
It was not your fault. Your father did everything he could. He tracked those hunters for weeks, far off the reserve.
Finally, I had to assume that the hunters... Well...
We thought they'd killed you.
But my son fought those hunters off, huh? Don't mess with the king of New York.
That's right.
Keep it chinning.
All right. You boys better be careful. Now watch out before you break something.
You used to call this Foofy.
Foofy?
Foofy.
Mama, he doesn't want that thing.
It's my Foofy!
They fight over the blanket.
Zuba, you better give him his Foofy.
I mean, no. Thank you. It's perfect.
Well, son, you get your rest. You have a big day tomorrow. You're gonna need all your strength.
I am gonna bring the house down for you, Dad.
I hope so. Otherwise, your father will have to banish you.
Oh, geez, Mom, really?
I know you're gonna do us proud. You know why? You were born with it. Good night, Alakay. My boy. My own boy. My son's a king. Son's a king.
Mom kisses Alex.
Good night, Mom.
Good night, Alakay.
Poofy.
Look, Poofy. My Poofy.
Poofy. My Poofy.
No sign of civilization. Everybody appears very tired. I think we're lost. Hey, Nana, do you even know where you're going?
No, but I'm going with a skip in my step and a smile on my face.
Sure, right, okay. Yeah, all right.
Ah! Oh, it's people. Where you come from?
Don't you get out here?
Can you help us? We're lost.
We're lost, too.
It was awful. A flash of black and white, and they were gone. They took the Jeep. Everything.
That happened to our Jeep, too.
What are we going to do?
How are we all going to survive out here?
No food, no water, no shelter.
What are we going to do?
You can let nature get the best of you, or you can get the best of nature.
Nana makes a fire.
Now gather round, children. We're New Yorkers, right?
Yeah.
We survive the concrete jungle.
Yes, right.
When we need food, we hunt for a decent hot dog stand. Am I right?
She's right.
When we need shelter, we build skyscrapers.
Exactly.
When we need water, we build a dam.
Come on! We're New Yorkers, for crying out loud!
If we can make it there, we can make it anywhere!
Moonlight spills across the jungle. Mort swims ashore as the sun rises.
I'm coming, King Julian! La 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 la.
A shark follows and tries to eat him.
Fishy! Fishy! Oh. No shark! No, no! Why am I laughing?
The penguins work on the plane.
Skipper, we have all the parts we need. But we're slightly behind schedule.
How slightly?
6 to 9 years.
69 years?
No, 6 to 9 years.
Private, what happened to our thumbs?
Haven't seen them since yesterday, sir.
Darn you, Darwin!
Nobody goes AWOL on my watch. Private, you're coming with me. Rika, you're coming with me. I'll track him down and bring him in for court-martial.
That won't be necessary.
We've recruited a few extra thumbs for you, Skipper.
A sea of monkeys jump up and down.
Will I be a monkey's uncle?
Oh, I doubt that.
Enough lollygagging. Now let's get to work. We'll divide into three groups. Group Alpha, you're in charge of sheet metal fabrication. Group Bronson, you'll handle assembly. Group George Prepar, you'll handle craft services. Any questions? Good. Now let's get to work.
The monkeys rush to their allotted places and begin to work.
I'd like to kiss you, Monkey Man.
All right, but you're so darn ugly.
Three cubs apply war paint.
All right, so, little Cub Scouts, just remember, a great dance performance comes from the heart. Just comes straight from the heart, you'll never go wrong.
Sure, mister.
Hey, I'm okay. I just happened to walk by. I thought I'd wish you luck. You're not nervous, are you?
Nah, it's my thing, you know? It's kind of what I do.
In my opinion, the key to this whole thing is choosing the right competitor.
Oh, you mean like this is like a dance battle sort of thing? Like a dance-off?
Sure.
Great, love that. Freestyle, put your moves out. Who do you think would be a good match for me? You know, just to keep things interesting.
Ooh, well, I wish I could help, but that's strictly against our ancient tradition and all that we hold sacred. But if it was me out there, I'd choose Tsetse.
Tsetse, okay. Sounds interesting. Wakunga, right? Thank you.
Anything for Zuba's boy. Go get him, Tank.
Shake it out. 5, 6, 7, 8. Let's go, let's do it. Let's do this.
Alex bounds into an arena. He is covered in paint designs. He enters a red circle that has been drawn in the middle. Three cubs precede him. They stand to attention.
Let us begin the rite of passage ceremony.
Come on, baby! Make Mama proud!
Now, woman, I'm trying to take care of business.
On it, Mom!
Here. So who will be the first participant?
Me! Oh, me. Me.
How about you?
Please.
The tall, handsome one, right there, yeah. Choose your opponent.
Let me see. I guess I'll pick... Tsetse?
Tsetse? Why did he pick Tsetse?
Oh, that's my boy. He got some gumption there. Somebody wake him up. Wake him up.
A rock is dropped on a fierce lion's head.
All right, so, Tsetse, come on. Let's do this, huh? Come on, Tsetse Fly. Little Tsetse Fly, come on, let's see your stuff. Bring it.
Let's dance.
Okay, but it's only fair to warn you that I am a protege of Fosse and Robbins.
Not dance, dance, fight!
Ooh, dance, fight.
You got it.
Alex begins dancing.
Is he dancing?
What is he doing?
But I know that boy is not dancing.
This is even better than I thought.
Boom!
Okay, turn around!
No, no, Pop! It's Pop Shuffle Ball Change, Hip Swish, Turn Around.
Tsetse lands an almighty punch. The shockwaves are felt throughout the land. Alex is rendered unconscious.
Oh, no.
Alex, hey, are you hurt?
Oh, yeah, I am.
Oh.
Did I win?
Oh, no, son. How could this happen?
You told us you were a king, and a king does not get beat.
Well, I am a king. I'm the king of New York. It's my stage name. I'm like, for when I perform.
Perform?
Oh, no, this is horrible. Alakay has failed the test! Who would have ever imagined that today Zuba would have to banish his own son?
Zuba, no.
Zuba, yes.
Sadly, the Alpha Lion must cast out all failures.
Zuba approaches Alex.
Then I'm no longer the Alpha Lion.
Dad, what are you doing? Dad, no! You can't do this!
Makunga picks it up.
Who could possibly take Zuba's place? Anyone? Someone? No one?
Hey!
Oh. You, sir! I guess not. Well, this is all very awkward, but I suppose I could carry this tremendous burden. Tsetse! Get the hat. As your new leader, I hereby banish Alakay. He shall wear this hat of shame and leave the watering hole for 1,000 years or life. Whichever comes last.
Come on, shoo, get out of here. You should have told us, son. You should have told us that you want a real king.
You never told me I'd have to fight anybody.
What did you expect, son?
I don't know, maybe a little fatherly advice. Like, hey, son, it's a fight.
You're a lion, aren't you?
But I've never fought another lion in
my
life. No,
I guess not. You dance.
And other stuff. The point is, your pal Makunga set me up back there. I mean, none of this would have happened.
If you were a real lion.
Zuba!
Yeah, I said it.
A real lion. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Alex walks away. Melman is performing surgery.
Saw. Suture. Swab. You're in my light, Stephen.
Ooh, say, you've got a brown spot there on your shoulder.
Yes, that's very observant of you, Stephen. As you can see, I'm covered in brown spots. Okay, that bone will be good as new in a few weeks.
So I don't have to pick out a dying hole?
No, Timo, you've got your whole life ahead of you.
Really?
Go out there and grab it by the horns.
Thank you, Dr. Makeowitz.
Break a leg.
Sweet kid.
This spot looks like witch doctor's disease.
Witch doctor's disease? That's the most ridiculous disease I've ever heard of, Stephen. Whoa!
Don't ask.
Someone's been naughty. Okay, this won't hurt a bit.
Joe, our last witch doctor, he had a spot just like that.
Mm-hmm. And?
Monday, Joe. Wednesday, no Joe.
Wednesday, no Joe.
Oh, I can breathe. Thanks, Doc.
So this witch doctor's disease is a real thing?
You'll find a cure. Hey, you've got at least 48 hours.
But I've never even heard of it. What? I mean, I don't have any penicillin. I'm going to need a CAT scan just to get started.
We'll have a lion look you over. They'd be happy to.
Marty is spitting out water and catching it in various positions. He finally sprays the herd.
Bet you haven't seen that one before. Knocked him dead in New York. Hey, let's all give it a try.
Yeah, let's do it.
Try all you want to, but it's going to take years of practice. And you're never going to quite get a tight stream until you build up your lip muscles to the point where you can perch your lips like this. You got it?
The others are flawlessly performing the trick. Finally, they line up and hose Marty. Marty peers from behind a rock.
How did you? You guys got it right out the box.
If you can do it, we can do it. It's in our blood.
I always thought I was a little bit unique.
We are unique.
Hey, we are like a force of nature.
A million points of light.
And dark stripes.
Exactly the same.
Exactly the same.
Looks impressive, Kowalski, but would fly.
Yes. If we fold it here, here, and here. Nice.
The paper aeroplane flies over the working monkeys. Alex, Marty, and Melman recline in the aeroplane seats.
Oh, man. My dad thinks I'm a total loser. I've ruined my parents' lives.
That is definitely not crack-a-lackin'.
It is lackin' in the crackin', my friend. I've got to fix this.
So, there's something I got to tell you.
Hey, guys! Is this place great or what?
I'd go with or what.
Oh, well, I tell you what. You're not going to believe it, but...
I got a date with Moto Moto.
Who's Moto Moto?
Oh, he's so big and handsome and big. You know what Moto Moto means?
Twins?
It means hot, hot.
Hot, hot?
Okay. When did you start parlaying African?
It is in my blood.
Well, don't worry. You can flirt around with Mr. Hot Pants after I'm gone.
What's the deal, Melman? Why am I the parade and you're the rain?
Why do you have to drive your parade under my rain?
Maybe I'll just parade myself in another part of town.
Fine by me. By the way,
guys.
Main Street's mine.
Well, you can have your old stinking Main Street.
And you can take your hottie talk float and your Mr.
Hottie
Talk Moto Moto Junior
College. What are we talking about?
What are we talking about?
Melman,
why don't you just tell her?
You tell what? Tell her... What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
So I guess I'll go then.
You know what? Don't
bother.
Well,
don't get up on my account.
No, no, no. Melman. Gloria.
Hey, I thought you guys were friends.
Come on, guys. Marty's absolutely right.
Marty?
Marty? Marty? What the heck is going on?
You're not... Oh, he was... No, I thought he... You're not him. He's... Oh.
You thought that guy was me?
No, no. No, I mean, yes, yes, you do, guys, come
on. You thought I was him?
You guys do kind of look a little, a lot, you look a lot alike. Marty, you look a lot alike, come on. You laugh alike, you talk alike, he has the same sort of speech pattern. I mean, it's a little weird, really. You guys are, I mean, come on, Marty.
So, you're saying there's nothing unique about me? I'm just like any other zebra.
No, of course you're different.
How?
Okay, okay, I can't tell you apart. Maybe you could wear a bell or something? I don't know.
A bell?
Okay, not a bell. No, bell's a bad
idea. No, no,
no. Just a...
How about a t-shirt that says, I went stupid! I'm not stupid! Not you stupid! Him stupid!
You know what? While you've been off doing the prancing pony with your new posse, I've been having pretty much the worst day of my life, okay?
It's always about you, isn't it?
My problems are just a little bit bigger than yours, Marty. All right, I couldn't tell you apart. So what? Yeah, fine, run away, Marty! Run away! That's what you do best, just like back in New York!
I'm right here, but you can't tell that, right? You're one of a million friend hopes you enjoy your bigger than anyone else's problems alone!
Good! Leave! I don't need you to help me solve my problems! You know what? You're a dime a dozen! I can't tell which one's Marty! Oh, which one's Marty? Wait a minute, wait a minute! Oh yeah, I don't care!
Nice hat, you show off!
Alex gazes sadly at Marty.
Marty, don't go.
Giddy up, giddy up!
Julian and Morris ride ostriches.
Look, Marie! Here's the perfect spot for my summer palace. So please, fill in all these holes and relocate the roof ramp. Oh, who would leave a perfectly good head lying around?
What a waste.
Tell me about it. I'm in my prime here. I'm terminal, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Probably only have another 2 days left to live.
Ah, yeah, that's a bummer, man.
Oh, if I, King Julian, that's my name, only had 2 days left to live, I would do all the things I've ever dreamed of doing.
Like what?
I would love to become a professional whistler. I'm pretty amazing at it now, but I want to get, like, even better and make my living out of it. You know what else I would do? I would invade a neighboring country and impose my own ideology, even if they didn't want it.
Easy for you to say, you're a king.
Yes, and you are only just a sad little head. But there must be something you want to do before you die.
Well, there is this one thing.
What is it? Tell me.
No, I couldn't. I mean... Well...
What is it?
You know, I just never really had the guts to tell Gloria how
what
I feel
it?
About her. How I've
please tell
I never
me.
Really had the guts to tell Gloria how I feel about her. How I've always felt about her.
Fine, don't tell me. Oh! Is it a woman? Oh, you didn't tell me. We're talking about a woman.
What are you afraid of? You're a dead man anyway. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Well, you're gonna march right up to this woman, right? You look her right in the eye. You lean forward, right? Just a little, almost all the way. Then you let her, like, lean forward just another little bit until you're just a lip's distance away from each other. And then you just tell her how much you hate her.
Actually, it's more like love her.
Oh, you sly dog! Woof, woof! You are a real player, you know that? Now listen to me. You gotta rise up. You hearing me?
Yeah. I don't think you hear it.
I can't hear you.
Yeah.
Good. You gotta rise.
Rising up.
Yeah.
You gotta get out of the hole.
I'm rising up out of the ground.
He's rising, Maurice.
Ooh. I'm rising, Maurice.
Rising. You're gonna go right up to this woman.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Yeah.
You're gonna go right up to her face.
Tell the truth. You're gonna tell her.
And then you're gonna say, baby, I dig you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it.
I love that happy little head.
Motomoto picks petals of a flower.
She loves me. She loves my eyes. She loves me. She loves my thighs. She loves my roundness. She loves that I'm chunky. She loves that I'm plumpy. She loves my heftiness. She loves my zestiness. She loves me restlessly. She loves me forever. She loves me because she loves me.
Moro Moro, before things get too serious, well, I was wondering if I were to, for example, stay here, I'd like to ask you...
Let your candy lips be the messages to my ear canal.
Well, I don't know. I have so many questions.
Well, I promise the answer will always be yes, unless no is required.
Okay, so what is it about me that you find so interesting?
Well, you are the most plumpinest girl I've ever met.
Okay, other than that.
Let's see. Yeah, well, you know, you chunky.
Right.
My gosh, girl, you huge.
You said that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We don't have to talk no more.
Gloria! Gloria?
Melman. Melman, I want you to meet Moro Moro.
Ah, Moto Moto. Yeah, nice to meet you. Well, I guess
It's okay, Melman. Apology accepted.
Oh, yeah, right, yes. That's why I... Good. Woo! Okay. That's it then.
You're good. We kinda busy here, man.
No. No, that's not it. Listen, Mototo. You better treat this lady like a queen. Because you, my friend, you found yourself the perfect woman. If I was ever so lucky to find the perfect woman, I would give her flowers every day. And not just any flowers, okay? Her favorites are orchids, white, and breakfast in bed. 6 loaves of wheat toast with butter on both sides, no crust, the way she likes it. I'd be her shoulder to cry on and her best friend. And I'd spend every day trying to think of how to make her laugh. She has the most amazing laugh. I mean, that's what I would do if I were you. But I'm not, so you do it.
What?
That was beautiful.
Anyways, where were we?
I'm huge. Alex trains.
Surprised to see me, Makunga? Well, I'm here to set things straight. Like a real lion. Is this real enough for you? And how about this? This is for setting me up. This is for stealing my dad's job! This is for humiliating my family and making me look like a fool!
A flock of birds erupt from the nest punch bag and chase Alex away.
Had enough? Sure, fly away! Coward.
The water, it's gone.
Oh, no. The watering hole has never gone dry before.
We're going to need a lot more dyeing holes.
How did this happen?
Out of my way. What is going on here?
The watering hole's dried up. There's barely enough water for one of us.
Yes, good observation, Shirley.
I'm Bobby.
Makunga, what do we do?
Quiet! For all of us. Listen up. I'm afraid there is only one solution to this horrible crisis.
We'll all have to fight for it.
Fight for it?
Fight for it?
That's crazy. Well, that's not fair. You'd win.
Exactly, Shirley.
I'm fine.
Sorry, folks, but life isn't fair. I'm in charge now, thanks to Alakay, the dancing lion.
Please, Makunga. This is the only water on the reserve.
If you're thirsty, you'll have to look for water off the reserve.
Off the reserve?
No one leaves the reserve and survives.
I left the reserve. And survived. I could do something about this. Looks like a clogged pipe. Like we get in New York all the time. I'll just travel upriver and...
Upriver?
Off the reserve?
You?
Yeah, me. I'll unclog the pipe and bring back your water.
Great! I'd help you pack, but by the looks of that hat, I see you're all set.
Yeah, fine. Go ahead, laugh. Laugh your mane off. I'm gonna prove you wrong.
Maybe you should try a little rain dance. Ba-da-ba-da-ba. Banana.
Zuba would know what to do.
Where's Zuba?
You don't care about us.
Zuba should be in charge, not you.
Where's Zuba?
All right, fine. As an added measure, I will consult with Zuba. Come.
Alex is in the middle of the zebra herd.
Marty?
He gazes around.
Hey, Marty! Marty? Marty!
Where did you get such a fruity hat?
Excuse me! Hi, is Marty in there?
Marty!
Has anyone seen Marty?
Which one of us is Marty?
All right, well, if you see him, tell him his friend Alex came to say goodbye.
Goodbye?
Goodbye? Don't go. Where are you going?
Can we come?
No, this is something I have to do alone.
You can't leave the reserve.
Alex stands at the edge of the animal reserve.
What are you doing?
Hey, go get your hat.
Hunters are out there.
Hunters are everywhere.
Hey, where did you get to?
Did you leave the hat?
Marty, look, I know you're in there. And before I go, I got something I want to say. You've been a great friend. You've helped me so often to see the bright side of my problems that I never think of you as having any. I wasn't there for you when you needed me. Just like back at the zoo. What kind of friend does that make me? Pretty lousy friend, I guess. Well, I just want you to know that you're one in a million.
This is just touching. It is touching.
So could you please turn around so I can tell you that to your face? That's right. Gotcha. I see you in there. Yeah, you. That's right, you. Right there. 12th row, 203rd from the left. That's you, Marty. I know it's you. You know what makes you special? These guys. They're white with black stripes. You're black with white stripes. You're a dreamer, Marty. Always have been. You have great taste in music and horrible taste in friends. Well, not Melman and Gloria, but me.
Okay, I'm in.
No, Marty. You can't come with me.
I don't believe you have a choice.
The two friends walk into the jungle.
People are out there! You're crazy! Come back! Oh, no, the people are
being cute!
Hey!
No!
Just more diamonds and gold.
Okay, don't give up hope.
Listen up. I will help you.
There's only one way to get your precious water. I, your beloved King Julian, must simply make a small sacrifice to my good friends, the water gods, in the volcano.
What does that do?
What does that do? Excellent question. My sacrifice goes in the volcano, then the friendly gods eat up my sacrifice.
Very nice. Thank you for the sacrifice. Please have another sacrifice. No, I've had enough for the day. Listen, I'm going to be very insulted unless you have another.
I don't want another sacrifice, okay?
Look at you, you look skinny.
No, I think I've had enough, is that clear? The gods eat the sacrifice. They are grateful. They give me some of their water. And then I give it to you.
What?
Does it work?
No. I mean, yes. Well, Maurice?
Yeah, it's 50-50.
Yeah, well, you did it!
Excellent. Now, all I need is someone who would like to go in the volcano and get eaten by gods. Any hands? Hands, anybody? Okay, I need someone, perhaps, who has never found love. Who could look death straight in the eyeball. A real, genuine hero.
I'll do it.
Melman?
The other animals cheer Melman.
Hurry up, before we all come to our senses.
Melman, what is wrong with you?
I'm dying anyways. If there's a chance it will get you water, it'll be worth it.
Are you nuts?
Gloria, I just want you to know, back at the zoo, it was never the doctors or the prescriptions that kept me going. It was always you. Seeing you every day, that's what kept me going.
Gloria falls behind.
You gonna mope around like this all day? Don't hit me. Listen, Zuba. A miracle happened. Our son has come back to us. How come that is not good enough for you?
What are you saying, woman?
We lost him once, Zuba. Let's not lose him again.
Makunga pretends he has run to Zuba.
Zuba!
Get out of here!
What do you want, Makunga?
It's awful. The watering hole is dried up.
Dried up?
Oh, that's impossible.
There's nothing left.
Well, you're the alpha lion, Makunga. What are you going to do about it?
Your son, Alakay, he said he could fix it. He's gone upriver.
Off the reserve?
No.
I tried to stop him. I told him it was suicide, but he was determined to prove himself to you.
You stay here in case he comes back.
Zuba runs after Alex.
Hurry, Zuba! I'm so parched.
Alex and Marty are in the jungle.
Is this place starting to freak you out? Slip in, find the problem. Hunters will never know we were here.
Why are we doing this?
Look, Marty, maybe my dad will think I'm... I just want to show him I'm a real lion.
As opposed to a chocolate lion.
Shh. I know this might sound hard to believe, but apparently, lions don't dance.
What?
Shh. At least as far as my dad is concerned.
As far as the people are concerned, you're a huge hit.
That was New York. This is Africa. It's a much tougher crowd.
Marty, this is it.
Shh. This is the clog.
Shh.
Come on.
Whoa.
It's a huge dam.
Well, there's the water.
Marty, stay down. Look at that.
Miss one. Now, show
it's
Nana.
Her.
Is this right?
Oh, very good.
Oh, Nana, slow down there.
Oh, you're a little tangled, aren't you? Let me get one. No, don't pull. I'll help.
We need dynamite. Do you have any dynamite?
Oh, snap. I just used my last stick this morning.
A spear is thrown at Alex. Melman is at the top of the volcano. Melman is on a platform over the molten lava. The other animals gather around.
Okay, here we go. Okay.
Here we go.
What's all the hoopla about?
Joe,
the witch doctor?
We thought you were dead.
So did I. Then I realized I'm covered in brown spots.
So, Melman's not dying!
Melman's not dying!
Wait, please, excuse me! Melman! Move out! Don't do this! Julian, stop this! This is crazy!
Oh, suddenly throwing a giraffe into a volcano to make water is crazy!
Yes! Please, Melman! Stop!
Gloria?
You can't do this!
Why not?
Gloria falls. A crack splits the platform. Melman tries to outrun the crumbling rock. As he falls, Gloria saves him.
You can't do this, Melman.
First of all, it hurts. Second of all, I've only got 18 hours to live anyway.
Melman, I gotta know. Did you really mean all those things you said about me?
Of course I did.
It's crazy.
It is?
It's crazy to think I had to go halfway around the world to find out that the perfect guy for me lived right next door.
Then I guess it's you and me, neighbor. You and me for the next 18 hours.
I'll take whatever you got.
Maurice, what just happened?
I believe the fat lady has some.
Hey, what's going on here?
Marty!
Hey, listen up. Alex is in big trouble. We got to get up river fast.
What about the plane?
Perfect, come on!
The monkeys are on strike.
The plane won't be fixed until the chutes meet our demands. Now, about maternity leave.
Maternity leave? You're all males.
Look, we need that plane for a rescue mission.
Well, there's nothing I can do until we bust up this union.
I'm gonna get the busting up all of you if you don't get this plane going.
Can't you see these commies have my hands tied here? No maternity leave.
Maybe a certain someone wouldn't want these blowing around on the savannah. Hmm?
Pictures of the captain with the wooden doll.
All right, you get your maternity leave.
Finally!
The monkeys rush to finish the plane.
Where are we headed? What's going on? Where are we going?
Oh, no, please! No, you're not going to put me there! No! This is wrong!
You see? You are survivors!
Yeah!
Now, how about a nice lion castle?
You can't eat a lion.
Hey, don't worry. It tastes like chicken.
No.
Don't listen to her! She's out of her mind, people!
Hey!
I'm from New York City, too!
It's me,
Alex the Lion, from Central Park.
Whoa!
Lion! Dad!
What were you thinking, son?
You got no business being out here!
The lions are surrounded.
This is it. I want you to stay behind.
No, Dad, they're New Yorkers. They're just rude and frightened people.
Stay back!
You're gonna let your dinner get away!
Alex places himself in front of the gun.
What are you doing, son?
The only thing I know how to do.
I've been around the world in...
Alex dances.
What the hell?
Feeling out of place, I'm feeling strange.
Alex is videoed.
Hey, you know those moves, Alex?
Check it out, I'm not a dreamer.
It's Alex, the lion!
From Central Park!
It is Alex! Only one lion can move like that!
Play a little B.I.B. machine. Play a little gym, I'm coming live.
I can't believe it.
How does he do that?
Alex gyrates. Zumba joins in.
Dad, what are you doing?
I'm dancing with my son.
I think.
Don't think, Dad. Feel.
I'm feeling it.
Twisting, the duo jump into the air. They take a bow.
Oh, that was beautiful. Now let's eat.
Dad, look out!
What the?
Alex, get it!
She's got a gun! Let's get out while we can!
What?
She's got a gun! Let's get out while we can! Pass it on!
The monkeys form a rescue line.
He said, let's have some fun and take out the dam. Basset Hound!
Skippo! Alex wants to take out the dam!
All right.
But it's his funeral.
What?
On support.
Aye, Skippy!
Bring it on! Bring it on!
I'm back! That's my dinner!
Wolski, full throttle.
Music!
Oh. The name.
I like this song.
It never gets old.
It does have a catchy hook.
Come about, bring her in low. Hold on to your skirts. It's Dam Busted time.
Tell them no! Pull up! They'll kill us! There's gotta be another way! Pass it on!
They say no, pull up! Kill us! There's no other way! Pass it out!
Are you sure?
Then there is no sacrifice greater than someone else. No! Medic! Grabbing speed!
Bring it on! Bad kitties!
The escape pod holding Alex and Zuba creates a hole in the dam.
I don't know why the sacrifice didn't work. The science seemed so solid. I jumped right in that volcano. If I wasn't so good at whistling.
Oh! It's you! I found you!
Mort?
The shark follows Mort to the edge. The shark dives into the lava.
Oh, I wonder if the gods like seafood.
Let's go find out. Look, Marith!
That was quick.
I did it!
Okay, you did it!
Oh, yes!
A water buffalo licks the ground that is vibrating. The other animals get to their feet. The water gushes towards the animals. A fish gratefully perks up.
You know, Zuba, if I remember correctly, you quit the Pride, and you were kicked out. So don't think for an instant that this changes anything.
You're right. In fact, we humbly present you with this token of appreciation. That's a man bag. Very popular where I come from.
I don't know what to say.
You can still be tough and carry your stuff.
Why, does the strap adjust? Yes, I think this would go very nicely for me when I go out hiking, but I'm afraid you're still banished.
We figured you'd say that.
My handbag! You bad kitty!
No, 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 no!
Nana deals with Makunga.
You deserve this, son. Welcome to the Pride.
Thanks, Dad. But this belongs to you.
No, no, sir. To us.
They hold the scepter high.
I, sir, the King of New York!
The friends stand before a wedding arch.
Love transcends all differences. And we are gathered here today celebrate such a love. Do you take each other, for better or for worse?
For better, please.
Yay! What a beautiful, weird couple!
Yeah!
That's not gonna last.
Woo! Oh, can I kiss the bride, Skipper?
No. Music!
Cut.
Check.
Black.
Check.
Diamonds and gold.
Check.
We'll be back after the honeymoon in Monte Carlo. Or whenever the gold runs out.
Take care of yourself.
I'm back soon.
Hey, you know, Mom, let them take their time. New York isn't going anywhere. Right, guys?
Yeah, you're right about that. Hey,
Well, as long as I'm with her, and you two, I don't care where we are. She has the most amazing laugh.
Love has no boundaries.
Well, looks like you're stuck with us for a while.
Dad? What's wrong? I just thought we could hang out a bit and...
Oh, you got me!
I got you, son.
You got me with dun, my... You did dun, my dun, thing. Dun, you brought it back dun, around dun, on
dun,
me.
Dun,
I love
come
it.
Come on. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, dun. I got you, son.
Dad. Old man's not too bad, eh, Marty?
Marty? Who's Marty?
Come on.
I don't know no Marty. Don't call me Marty.
You can't fool me.
I don't see no Marty. Ain't no Marty here.
Marty, I can look into your eyes, and I know it's you.
See, I've been traveling forever. Feels like I've been here.
They dance in a line as they return to the other animals.
Hey, shake the hot thing. Woo! Shake the hot thing.
Woo!
Shake him. Shake him. Shake him. Shake him.
The end.